KO4PXB. Nothing hurts. KO4PXB.
4PXB, N4ZLK. Afternoon, Lloyd. PXB, N4ZLK. For ACR, N4ZLK.
For ACR?
I was wondering if you're out there. Haven't heard you in a few days.
Well, it just depends on how much I'm in another vehicle without a radio. And that's happened a lot this week. Got one off.
Had the microphone in my hand. I thought I was planning on calling you anyway when it got about this time. Seems like that's when you're available the most.
Random, but yeah, seems like more times than not. It's not ringing this time of day.
Hello to Lloyd, but I couldn't get the repeater. I was going under my lowest low spot of my route. And I knew if I tried to call him, he might hear me, but I wouldn't hear him at all. And I guess he turned the radio off or changed frequencies.
I realized I had my volume down, not intentionally, but when the phone rang or something, I probably did that. And when I turned it up, you were calling him, but I didn't hear him.
4PXB.
I was just telling Terry I was going to get back to you. I just had to wait until I got to a different location.
I appreciate it. I heard that when I switched back to this channel. I was channel surfing.
I've got a lot of repeaters programmed into my radio, and there's not a lot of activity on the other one, so I don't waste my time anymore, rarely.
Yeah, they're pretty much only ones that I ever hear is on this one and channel 17, which is, I think, the Mount Mitchell repeater.
That's 10 for me. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that one stays pretty active, but I can't. Well, I can get it from my house. I forgot. Now I can. They moved the repeater. They moved their antenna down to a different location, a little bit lower, and now I can get it from my house. Anyway, Terry, you still in there?
Yeah, I can't get it from my house.
Yep, I can get it from my house, and I'm using the little Anytone 878, which is the cable antenna hanging on the window blinds.
When I lived in Simpsonville, it came in really clear, even on an HT. But where I am now, I'm tucked under the mountains. A little bit harder. I have trouble getting any of those Asheville or Hendersonville repeaters.
Yeah, that's definitely messed up. Like I said, here shortly, I'll be making the adventure to get my HF rig since I, you know, finally saved up the money. So I was trying to pick y'all's brain. Is there a radio out there that has pretty much one you can talk on from pretty much every frequency? And I think most of them have a separate power supply that you have to add to them, correct?
Power supply. You get into the real high dollar radios, they'll have they might be 120 volts, or you just plug into the wall. But most of them require a power supply. That 991A, if you're looking for an all-mode, all-band, that's a really good radio. You can find used ones, not 991s, but used all-mode radios, out there. You just have to look for them. And if you're looking for 2-meter, 440, and HF, they might be a little more difficult to find.
Yeah, because somebody mentioned looking at the ICOM, and the one that I looked at did not have 2-meter and the high HF on it.
The 7300 did.
7300 is strictly HF. They've got a 706. They don't make that one anymore, I don't believe. That's a great radio, though. From what I've heard, I don't have any ICOMs myself. Hey, Lloyd, do you need one you're leaning towards?
Yep, I was definitely looking at that 991 or something in the Yaesu, because when I was looking at it, that definitely had all the functions and ideas that I was wanting. And then when they mentioned about looking at the ICOM, I said I just hadn't found one that has all the frequencies to it.
I don't know the number. That's one they're still in production, possibly. But I like I mean, I like the 991A. My son-in-law has one. It's a great radio. I've got an 857, which has HF, VHF, and UHF on it. But you can only be on one frequency at a time. So I kind of like to have a 2 meter on in the background, separate, which you could do with your, if you've got an HT, you could do that. If I only had an option for that, I'd probably really consider the 991. That's if I was going to buy something new.
Yeah, I looked it up on the, I think the DigiNet. One of them I looked at was like $1,800. I'm going, oh my goodness. But I've definitely saved up for a little while for it. So that way, at least when I do find one, I can make that investment.
Gone up that high for the 991As. I know they were around $1,000, $1,100, something like that. Anyway, listen, I'm about at another place to pick up another trailer. So, and Terry, if you're still in there, I hope you're headed home. I know Lloyd is. I'll turn it to you. Sorry for jumping in there and not letting you speak there, but go ahead if you got anything to add to that. I don't know. I've got to jump out here in a minute. We'll talk to you guys later. KR4 ACR in the group, N4ZLK.
Boy, I think the 991A and also the 991, I believe, has all the frequencies, but from what I hear, they recommend the higher cost one more.
Yeah, because I think that's one that Chad has, KO4NUE, and he mentioned to me quite a while ago, but it requires a separate 30-amp to power it.
Yeah, I thought about just the 991. I believe that's what it is. Maybe it's the 891, but regardless, it's like $629 right now.
Definitely when I get home, I'll look at that, and then we'll go from there. Then I'll get the fun part of kind of figure out some kind of HF antenna that's definitely going to hide something up in the attic or use the gutters or something as an antenna.
Dude, I'd have to do all that, but until I decide what I'm going to do about a radio, it don't really matter.
Sir, that way, as they say, this is not a cheap hobby.
Really wanted to buy something in either ICOM or Yaesu. The ICOM radio, 2738, does the crossband repeat. I like that option. I'm able to use that at work. So for the car radio, if I was going to buy another one, I don't know, I might get that. Because I think the Yaesu, you have to buy the $500 or $600 one to do it.
Yeah, that's definitely, there's so many options out there, it's not even funny. And I'm not even, I guess it'd still be a good investment. But I know they say Ken would got out of doing the HF radios.
I don't know. They had one that was coming, but I don't know how that has progressed.
Yeah, and I live in an HOA, so there's no way I'm going to have an antenna. And I don't have tall enough trees to put in kind of an antenna up in a tree. And the president from the HOA lives right across the street from me, so it'd be a disastrous even trying to get something strung up there without her noticing.
Heard that. I have a J-pole out back on a pole, and you can't see it from the street, so it's okay. But I would not be able to put another antenna on that same pole.
Yeah, my neighbors would have a fit stick any kind of antenna or some kind of pole in the backyard, and that's one thing I'm going to kind of look at and make sure in some shape, form, or fashion, wherever I put the radio at, that it's not going to cause interference with the TV or anything like that from in the house or for my neighbors.
Very true.
Did you get a major downpour around the 3 or 4 o'clock time frame today, as Greer did?
Well, it did rain, but I was in the office, and I can't see out from where I'm at, so I knew it was raining, but I did not go out and look at it.
yet, nor did I. I said I just definitely heard it raining and some good thunder.
Yeah, my best thunder was last night because I was sitting there, wasn't expecting anything, and it cracked. It sounded like it was right out in the back.
Yeah, my wife said that our dog that was in the bedroom with her, one loud clap of thunder was pretty much up underneath the bed until it was well gone, didn't come back out.
Notice to me, my power went off after I went to sleep, and it was on when I woke back up, except for all the clocks were flashing, so I don't know what exactly happened with that, but internet and all that was off, but it came back on.
Yep. Yeah, nobody around my area reported that they were having power issues. And a couple years ago, me and my wife made the good investment of having a standby generator put in, so it'll run the whole house when power goes out.
Regular generator, but I have to go out and run wires in the house and all that, so I don't have the kind you have.
Yeah, we took our taxes 1 year and said, hey, it'd definitely be a good investment. And a couple years ago, when that major snowstorm come up, you know, we were pretty much, we had power the whole time. And my daughter that lives in Gray Court, she pretty much lost everything in the refrigerator because it had no power for the 7 or 8 days.
Happens a lot. Fortunately, we're not out a lot around here for that length of time, but when we are, it's a mess.
Yes, sir. And when my neighbor and our whole neighborhood was out, I went and got my elderly neighbor and pretty much just told him to grab whatever food that he needed to make sure that if he wanted to keep or anything like that, to bring over, and I made room in the freezer and refrigerator. And because he said, no, he said, he'll just stay here, that he had, you know, stuff that he was going to run with little hurricane lamps and stuff like that. I'm going, sir, don't do that. So he finally came over and stayed there about 3 or 4 days and then went back and then come back and said he couldn't handle being the cold like that.
That was nice of you. That's very nice because some people will just stay in wherever they're at regardless of the situation and make it worse.
Yeah, because I didn't want to have to pick him up and bring him into the house and make him stay there. That didn't sound, I mean, you know what I meant by that. I wasn't going to forcibly make the person stay there, but he just didn't need to be there by himself, elderly and in the cold.
Oh, I agree. Very much so.
Yeah, because his wife is now in an assisted living area with dementia, so he's pretty much there by himself.
Yeah, and I'd probably be the same way, but a lot of people want to stay in their own house as long as they can, and sometimes they stay too long.
Yep. I'm retired military, so I'm one of the hard-headed people that I told my wife if something ever happened to me, you know, just there's a local VA facility not far from my house. Said, just put me there and come visit, because that way the VA nurses will take care of me and doctors or whatever. I'm already on site, and so you don't have to sit there and do that when you've got, you know, other stuff to do, and we've got a six-year-old that she needs to take care of and doesn't need to be, you know, I'm saying that, I guess, saying this the harsh way, that she doesn't need to be burdened with taking care of me.
She disagreed with that.
Sir, she did. Because I already foresee that I would be a horrible patient, because I'm not one to like to, you know, sit around and not do anything or have, you know, have people do stuff for me.
Yeah, I'm not a good patient either. I had COVID back whenever it first started at some point, and I still worked from upstairs in my house. Well, I still dispatched from upstairs in my house. Everybody else stayed downstairs.
Yeah, that's definitely commended for you. Like I said, and I don't like the doctors and stuff like that because I'm 59 years old, or yeah, somewhere around there. I know I'm 59, but I don't take any medications, and when I go to doctors and stuff like that, it's, don't BS me, give me the truth, and don't throw medications at me. Here, let me try this, let me try that, because I'm not on any medications, and I don't need to be.
Medications, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, when I was going through a regular checkup, the doctor mentioned that my good cholesterol is a little bit low because I don't eat a lot of red meat. I eat mainly chicken and fish. So he said that he was going to give me a niacin pill to actually get that up a little bit. And he said, well, the side effects are that you would pretty much have, like a woman would have a hot flash, your face would get flushed, your nose would start running. I was like, nah, that's okay. I'll just eat more, you know, I'll eat some red meat or some, you know, liver every once in a while and get that up a little bit.
Red meat, but I don't do liver.
Yeah, most people don't because they know what it does in the everywhere. So, like, no, like I said, my wife doesn't like it either, so that's why I, you know, haven't had it in a long time.
You're supposed to be cleared out now, or have you heard the weather?
Yeah, here in Simpsonville, just in front of, not far from Woodruff Road, it's definitely clear. When I'm looking back toward to the left, like you're going toward Fountain Inn and Gray Court, it's definitely some heavy clouds back that way, so it's probably still raining there, but here at that Highway 14 and 146, it's nice and pretty and not raining.
Yeah, it's clear and greyer, so hopefully it's cleaned out for today.
Yeah, like I said, there may be another kind of odd shower pulling up around maybe the 7 or 8 o'clock time frame, but since this heavy rain came about, it probably reduced the ground temperature a little bit, and the normal temperature that would make a storm brew. It's KO4PXB for ID. Did I lose you?
I'm over here on 29. I don't know if you know where the Tadpole Fish Camp used to be before it burned down.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, I don't know what it is. It might be a sign or something right there, but there's something that puts out a bunch of electromagnetic energy, and I can't hear nothing on the radio till I get past it.
Yep, I had the same thing on Highway 14, not far from the Village Hospital, and it starts about at the top of the hill, and it will go a little ways past that fire station. So the only thing that's normally there is that Village Hospital, and then there's one of those car washes that have one of those LED lights, but it's all the way down through there till little ways past the fire station, and then it clears up. But it'll be so much static on it that it just pretty much drowns everybody out.
Trying to get past that so I can hear again, KR4ACR.
Yeah, I'm a. Definitely go home and let the dog out before the possible rain comes around again, and then have to start browning the hamburger meat for probably the Taco Thursday.
Guy don't do his cook.
Yeah, I try to help out where I can, but it's safer that I don't know. I'm just kidding. Like I said, yeah, I'm just pretty much going to brown the hamburger up because my six-year-old, they had a little skating party today, and she fell on her elbow. So my wife put the little knock in the box to get it checked out.
Dishes, I don't do the cooking.
Yeah, that's the understanding in our house. If you cook, you don't clean. So if you clean, then you don't cook. So vice versa. So it's, but I help out where I can.
The short of it is I don't know what I'm having until I get there.
It's always a mystery meal then. Yeah, that's pretty much the way my meals go to, because my wife gets at the 4:30 time frame, and so by the time I get home,
I lost you.
That's what we're having.
You broke up for some reason.
It might have been some other interference. Like I said, yeah, that's a lot of times the way my dinner goes. My wife gets off at 4 o'clock, so we're out of time frame. So by the time I roll in, it's, and I look at what's being made for meals that I know also.
Fine credit. Mine's usually ready when I get there. I just don't know what it's going to be.
Yep, that's the same with mine. It, I don't know what it's going to be, but pretty much the dinner table's already set, just ready to be put on the table. All right, sir. I'm fixing to pull into the driveway, so I'll definitely say 73 till another time. It's KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, KR4ACR will be clear.